free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, November 28, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We had a runoff election yesterday. Republicans won that easily, 54% to 46%. Cindy Hyde-Smith, who President Trump was campaigning for on Monday, easily won there. We'll give you the comments of MSNBC. Not very happy about this, of course. It's just Mississippi, they say, is just a fortress of racism. Can't do anything about that. And we have details released about the tape and the live vivisection of Khashoggi by the Saudi killers. Evidently, it took about 7 minutes. They listened to music, and they were having a good time when they did it. I'm sure it won't take very long for Hollywood to do a movie about this, considering we got an uncensored cut of Lars von Trier's serial killer movie that was so disgusting that even the film aficionados of the Cannes Film Festival walked out. 100 of them, over 100, walked out. So now they're going to put that in the theaters here for us. That's where these people are. That's how perverted they are. And as a matter of fact, they've already done the Khashoggi situation where they cut a guy up alive. Remember Reservoir Dogs? I'm sure they could get Quentin Tarantino to do the Khashoggi film. Oh, he'd make it cool, wouldn't he? See, that's the perversion that is sold to us by Hollywood. And as people are starting to wring their hands about the newly constituted Supreme Court with the two Trump appointments, we now have a case that may come before them about abortion. Oh, let's not talk about that live vivisection of babies, innocent babies. Let's pretend that that doesn't exist. As a matter of fact, let's have people like Kamala Harris, who was attorney general in California, let's have her go after the people who expose that and try to destroy their lives. Done a pretty good job of it, too. Rewarded with a position in the Senate, will be rewarded with a run at the presidency for defending people that are worse than the people who cut up Khashoggi. I mean, we're talking about cutting up innocent babies just because you can make money off of it. Yeah, Khashoggi was allied with Al-Qaeda. And by the way, the Washington Post. Not that that warrants being cut up. But this guy was heavily involved with politics and so forth. You understand when you get involved in politics, people want to kill you, right? They want to kill us. They're not going to stop just killing us on social media. Today we're going to talk about what is happening now with Google. And I'm going to put a little bit more detail into the activity-based intelligence, into anticipatory surveillance, anticipatory governance, quite frankly. It's the Minority Report, where they anticipate whether you're going to commit a crime. But of course they tell us at this point in time, they've been doing this for over 20 years. But they tell us, this is just so that we can dispense people to help you if you are suicidal or if you are involved in things that are going to be unhelpful to your life. We're really not going to use this to arrest people in a pre-crime Minority Report sort of way. We certainly wouldn't do that. Well, let me tell you something, what they're going to do. Google is out there right now. They've got massive pushback in 7 different European nations saying we just passed legislation to make sure that you don't keep information on us and violate our privacy without our authorization. Now that's only happening in Europe. It's not happening in the United States. I'll tell you what's happening in the United States. We've got legislators in New York saying that if you own a gun or you want to own a gun, you're going to have to turn over your social media history for 3 years and your search engine history. And some of the things they're going to be looking at, the sorts of things that will get you banned by Jack Dorsey. Things like, making fun of dead naming somebody, discriminating against them because of gender. If you do that, you're going to have your guns taken away. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, November 28, 2018. We had a runoff election yesterday for the U.S. Senate in Mississippi. The Republican there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who President Trump campaigned for on Monday, won easily 54% of the vote, 46% for Mike Espy. And here is the reaction of MSNBC. Not good losers, quite frankly. Here's what MSNBC had to say, railing about Mississippi.
No, this is as much a cultural vote as it is a political vote. Mississippi, to EJ's point, is a fortress. It's a fortress of conservatism. It's a fortress of republicanism. And as we're seeing in this race, it unfortunately is a fortress of racism.
Of course.
Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is running a campaign not unlike President Trump's in that she's not backing down off of anything that is reported that, you know, she has said in the past, done in the past, done in the most recent past, she's not apologizing. And I think that,
she,
you know, Mike Espy is doing the best that he can with the circumstances that he has. In the ad that you showed, it's notable that he didn't, the voiceover never uttered the words that she is heard on tape saying. They print it on the screen. And the argument that's made is an economic argument. He's making the argument that, you know, this person is going to, bolster the reputation of Mississippi as being, as I'm saying, a fortress of conservatism and of backwardness.
Conservatism and backwardness. A fortress of conservatism and backwardness. Or a fortress of racism. Of course, you are racist if you are Southern, if you are Republican, if you support President Trump. You are obviously racist, according to that black commentator, who is a racist because he can't see anything other than race. That is racism, folks. If you judge people by the color of their skin, if you say it's not okay to be white, you might be a racist. As a matter of fact, I would say that you definitely are. And I would put most of the people at MSNBC and CNN in that category. Now, what they were showing there in the pictures, their big find on Cindy Hyde-Smith was that years ago, there was a 93-year-old woman whose father fought with Robert E. Lee. And they gave her a medal. I think Cindy Hyde-Smith or something was in the house at the time, or state house or something like that. And they gave her a medal as being the last surviving daughter of the Confederacy that was still living because her father had fought with Robert E. Lee to defend their country against foreign invaders, quite frankly, Northern aggression. And it wasn't until Abraham Lincoln called up 70,000 troops in violation of the Constitution that some of the states like Virginia seceded. They weren't going to secede until he did that. They said, all right, well, they've thrown the Constitution out the window. As a matter of fact, you look at hardcore abolitionists like Lysander Spooner, very hardcore, the guy who fought against the post office. They had to enact legislation to make the post office a monopoly. Lysander Spooner was as hardcore as any abolitionist you're going to find. But he had the same reaction as the people in Virginia. He said what President Lincoln has done has destroyed the Constitution. It has destroyed the separation of power. And he said, let those people go their own way, but to invade them, now I cannot support this government. But nevertheless, because of that, they tried to portray her as a racist because they gave an award to a 93-year-old woman. It's kind of like the desperation that they had in Florida when Ron DeSantis said, let's not monkey with the economy here with socialism. We got these socialist policies. You said monkey. You must be calling the black guy a monkey. It's so transparent what they're doing. Nevertheless, as they won that election, they've won quite a few House seats, obviously, in the federal Congress. And they have, they continue to win. They're still voting. The Democrats don't get the results that they want. They continue. And so these Republicans who at one point in time, many of them, who were leading initially, they've continued this. What are we now at the end of November? They continue to still count these votes. And now we're seeing one after the other Republicans now who were in the lead by hundreds or thousands of votes now falling behind by hundreds or thousands of votes. And we're also seeing Democrat gains in many state House legislatures. Why is that important at the federal level? Well, as I pointed out many times, in North Carolina, because of the viciousness of Reconstruction, that was, you look at the Jim Crow laws, there's no excuse for Jim Crow laws, but it is a blowback policy from the policies of Reconstruction that are never talked about in history. History classes. If you look at what happened in Reconstruction, that's why you had the solid South that was solidly Democrat, because of the corruption and the punitive corruption that happened during Reconstruction. As a result of that, North Carolina had not had a Republican Congress since Reconstruction until Barack Obama came along. North Carolina voted for Barack Obama in 2008. They weren't prejudiced against him because he was black. As a matter of fact, probably helped him to get elected. A lot of people thought he didn't know who he was. He had done a very good job of covering up his background, from his birth certificate to his name changes to his education to you name it, his policies. Later on, Harry Belafonte said, we voted for this guy because we projected our values onto him, but we don't really know who he is. And now we're finding out we don't like it. It happened much earlier with people in some of the more conservative states. And again, North Carolina is not really... it's kind of half Republican, half Democratic, continues to go teeter back and forth the other way. But they had not had a state legislature that was Republican since Reconstruction until Barack Obama. People were so fed up with what he had done in the first 2 years that by the time his first midterm election came around, Republicans won everything statewide. And they won a majority in both the House and the Senate. They didn't win the seats in Congress because those were really determined by the redistricting, by the gerrymandering that the Democrats had done. But 2010 was a census year. 2010 was a year in which they could redraw the district lines, and the Republicans did for the first time. And so now you've got massive lawsuits because this happened across the country. As I point out in this story from The Hill, Democrats are making legislative gains over the GOP in redistricting battle. So I looked at this and I thought, well, are there complaints and they're whining about gerrymandering, which they have done for 150 years? Is that going to disappear? Are the lawsuits going to disappear? Well, not really. Because they still haven't recovered much of the ground that they lost under Barack Obama. And a sign, says The Hill, and a sign of just how far Democrats fell during the Republican wave elections of 2010-2014, the GOP still controls redistricting process for nearly twice the number of House districts as Democrats. If the redistricting process were to happen today, Republicans would be in complete control of how district lines are drawn in 17 states, which hold a combined 163 seats in the House of Representatives. Democrats would be in complete control of only 10 states. That would account for 83 seats. But it's not going to happen right now. There will be another election in 2020. And then there will be a redrawing of the districting lines. And that's one of the reasons why the Democrats are suing the Trump administration over whether or not foreign citizens living in the United States will be counted as part of the census. They do the census every 10 years. They take the numbers and then they use that to apportion congressional seats to the various states. Now, if you count foreign citizens living in California, California is going to get more seats than they would if you only count citizens who are living in California. And so they want to make sure that they're going to be able to count all of their sanctuary citizens. not citizens, but sanctuary migrants, foreign citizens criminally trespassing. They want them counted so they get higher representation. And then when they have a majority of the seats, they can redistrict it so that they can make sure that they get the majority of seats. Now, California, it's turned solid blue. They don't even, typically what the party in power will do will be to gerrymander the districts so that you make sure that there's really, really strong seats for the minority party in just a couple of places. And then you make it very, very skewed towards your party everywhere else. But in California, they don't even do that. It's solid Democrat, and they want more congressional representatives. That's why they're going to be suing in Congress. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed filters, Alexa Pure Breeze, air filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, today there's going to be another election taking place. We have Nancy Pelosi running for Speaker of the House. It's time for us to take stock of Nancy Pelosi. And I mean that literally. The stock market. As Zero Hedge, here's their title. Why was Nancy Pelosi buying the effing dip in Amazon, Apple, and Facebook shares? And they take a look at these tech stocks, market leaders. Typically called the fangs, the fangs that are going to burst the artificially created Federal Reserve bubble. Nevertheless, they ask, why was Nancy Pelosi's family making leveraged long bets on tens of millions of dollars worth of shares in Amazon, Facebook, and Apple in the last month? Well, I think if we go back and we look at Nancy Pelosi's history, I think we can answer this question for Zero Hedge. So according to House of Representatives' official filings, soon-to-be Majority Leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi, reported numerous huge call option purchases in the last few weeks, all of which are underwater now. Oh, but they are very long-term. These things are going to be coming to maturity in January of 2020. So she has plenty of time to work her magic. The Pelosi factor here. Pelosi's and net worth is not exactly known, but in 2014, she reported that it was somewhere between, and this is a big range, folks, her net worth is somewhere between $43.4 million and $202 million. We don't really know. I've got so much money, I don't have time to count it, I guess, as we look at that. I mean, that is, I guess, kind of filthy rich. You got so much money, you don't know if it's $40 million, $200 million, somewhere in that range. I don't know. Can't be bothered. Let's go back to 2012 to take stock of Nancy Pelosi. Do you remember the thing called the Stock Act and why it happened? The Stock Act. Actually, it was an acronym. They love to do these acronyms on Capitol Hill. The Stock Act, stock actually was Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge. Stock, S-T-O-C. Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge. It was insider trading. And they actually referred to it as the Pelosi provision. Why? Because she was the worst at insider trading. And this was a scandal that began in 2011, November 2011. A 60 Minutes report singled out Pelosi and some other lawmakers, but especially Nancy Pelosi, suggesting that she, the Speaker of the House at the time, and her husband profited from initial public offerings at Visa, at the same time that Congress was weighing imposing new regulations on the credit card industry. So that was a report that was done in November of 2011. It immediately set off an effort to try to stop this, right? Because insider trading is a pretty big crime for everybody else. Remember, they came after Martha Stewart for that. Now, she was not convicted of insider trading. She was convicted of not having a consistent testimony to the FBI. Yeah, that's the way they get people. They couldn't prove the case that she had done any insider trading. So they said, I think you changed some of the details on this. The same stuff that they're doing, trying to do to Jerome Corsi. That's absolutely reprehensible that they would make crimes out of that. Nevertheless, they couldn't get her on insider trading, and they couldn't do anything to Nancy Pelosi or these congressional people or their staffers because they had exempted themselves from the insider trading laws. So they, who are crafting regulation, that are going to pick winners and losers, and we're going to lift up this industry over here, we're going to take down that industry over there, oh, wait till Wall Street sees this new regulation we got coming out against banks, or in the favor of car companies, or we're going to do a bailout for GM or whatever. So they know that this stuff is coming down the pike. And they can go out and trade on this information. They can go out and buy stock when they know that it's going to reward or punish an entire industry or a particular company. Let's say that they're going to pick out Solyndra, for example. They're going to give them all kinds of subsidies. Or you know that you're going to put out electric vehicle subsidies. We'll talk about GM and what's going on with that. And you know that's going to benefit Tesla, for example. Well, you go out and you buy Tesla stock. If you know that it's going to be taken away, you sell the Tesla stock. And you're the person who's going to take it away. So there's nobody that can do insider trading like Congress and congressional staffers. And yet they had exempted themselves from all the laws that allowed that would prohibit them from doing trading on advanced information of how they're going to manipulate the market. Absolutely insane. A House GOP aide confirmed to the Hill back in February of 2012. Again, this is 3 months after the 60 Minutes report on Nancy Pelosi. 60 Minutes exposed this. A House GOP aide confirmed to the Hill that one of the amendments set to be unveiled was dubbed the Pelosi provision to restrict members of Congress from gaining special access to initial public offerings of stock. The Stock Act, originally offered in the House, has had 283 co-sponsors. Nobody wanted to be associated with Nancy Pelosi and the corruption that she represented, including 99 Republicans. A lot of Democrats. Most of them were Democrats. It's not me. I'm not with Nancy on this. The Senate passed its version, 96-3. Now, what did Nancy Pelosi do? This is why Nancy Pelosi is a master politician. In her remarks on the floor as this bill was coming up for consideration, remember, this is a bill that is addressed to stop the abuses of insider trading of Nancy Pelosi. She comes out and says, secretly, the Republicans have brought a much diminished bill to the floor, although it has some good features. She blames the Republicans for not being strict enough when they come up with a bill to take down her abuses. Now, her salary as Speaker of the House at the time was $193,000. But again, remember, she's got a net worth somewhere between $40,000 and $200,000. We don't really know. She doesn't have the time. Most of that is from her husband's stock acts. One of these was Sun Edison stock that he got. House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi's husband bought up to $250,000 of stock in Sun Edison. It's now, at the time, shortly after that, it went down. But he knew coming in 2014, he knew that they were going to purchase a wind energy company called First Wind to further bolster the reputation of the company, wrote one market watcher at the time. Perhaps unsurprisingly, their stock soared 29% on the news. Her husband invested just in time and made a killing. And again, this is after the Stock Act. After the Stock Act. Why could he do that? Well, because, folks, although they passed it in 2012, quietly, by April of 2013, they gutted it. Obama signed into a law, April 17th, 2013. This is the Hill. A law that a change in the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, or the Stock Act, that was passed a year earlier. Means that top federal employees, including staffers on Capitol Hill and the White House, will not have to publicly disclose their financial holdings online. Obama and Congress loudly passed the original Stock Act. After reports from Wall Street Journal elsewhere, said it's kind of suspicious. These guys are suspiciously lucky. One estimate was that they outperformed the market by at least 12%. That is very, very conservative, especially for Nancy Pelosi's husband. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pros, their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200. It's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, coming up in the program, we're going to talk about people in seven different countries in Europe saying, you know, Google is using a lot of schemes to do an end run around the new privacy laws that were passed back in May throughout the European Union. And we're not happy about this. We find that this is very dishonest. They have a voracious appetite to know everything about you. I'm going to talk about how dangerous that is. And it's also dangerous that we don't have any laws even like that, even suggested like that here in America. What does that tell you about our government? What does it tell you about their way that they are using and intend to use the internet and social media? I'll tell you what it tells you. We have geospatial intelligence, activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics to identify people. They are now saying in New York, they have introduced a bill that they want to be able to go back and look at your search engine history with all the search engines over a three-year period, all of your social media history. And if you've done something, what are the things that would disqualify you? I mean, is it going to be things like, I just want to shoot that school up? No, not stuff like that. The same kind of stuff that will get you booted off of Twitter by Jack Dorsey if you say something that is harmful to transgenders or something, you will lose your ability to protect yourself with your God-given rights recognized by the Second Amendment. That is how perverse this has become. This standard of political correctness, of political correct language, will be used to take away your rights. It will soon be used to imprison you. You are not going to be allowed to have the free exercise of religion. You're not going to be able to freely speak about what you think, even in terms of what gender and marriage are. No, no, no. That will be deemed hateful. And you will have your rights taken away. Eventually, your freedoms, your other freedom, your freedom to move will be taken away. At first, your freedom to move will not will be taken away, not in the sense that you're going to be put in a jail cell. It'll be gradual. It'll be the kind of social media credits like they're doing in China. You won't be able to get a Uber. Of course, Uber will be run by General Motors and Ford, but their cars will not come by to pick you up. You know, they don't need these factories anymore because they're going to be making little electric golf carts. And it doesn't take a great deal of technological effort to make a little tiny golf cart to putter around the cities with. And that's basically all you're going to be allowed to do. They're going to make it unaffordable to do anything else. They want to track your every movement, tax your every movement. And so as I was looking about this and as I was looking at the anticipatory intelligence, because we've also had in the UK, they have come out and talked about how they're going to be using pre-crime. It's already been done. I've covered this many, many times here in the United States. Organizations or companies like Palantir and others working with police departments like those in New Orleans. You have people like James Carville being the lobbyist to get their particular systems in so they can track everything that you're doing, the police there. It's called anticipatory investigation, anticipatory crime and so forth, or you just call it Minority Report. That's what it amounts to. And so I'm looking at this stuff. I'm doing my research on this. And I come up with this article going back to 2012. Anticipatory governance. And what is it for? Anticipatory governance for bioethical expertise for human-animal chimeras. Oh, we'll talk about that as well, because there's been a lot of talk, and now there's been an update. The guy who on Monday talked about how he had manipulated a baby, and we'll talk about why that is more important than any kind of... And you have to understand what the terms of this debate are. You know, when we talk about things like stem cell research, many people said very effective things can be done in terms of treatment with stem cell, with adult stem cell, with your own stem cells, for example, harvested from your fat material. You can just do a little bit of a liposuction, just a little bit. Just draw out like a needle's worth of stuff. And they can do miraculous things by separating out stem cells from that fat that they withdraw from your own body. You're not going to have any problems with rejection or anything. And then injecting that into other into your body and in various places. They can help to repair damage in your body, things that are no longer functioning. You don't need to go out and have Planned Parenthood cut up babies alive. They just do that for money and kicks. You don't need to do that. And so people need to understand the difference between fetal stem cell research and other stem cell, adult stem cell research. Because one is good, the other is satanic. And the same thing is true of DNA treatment. You have to be very careful because you're dealing with essentially the machine level code. If you're a programmer, you're going down the machine level and you're manipulating things at the lowest possible level. If you don't really understand what you're doing, you can do a great deal of damage. But if you go in and do DNA manipulation to an adult, they have billions and billions of cells. And it's going to be a temporary change. But if you do it to a baby, when there's just a few changes, that is going to propagate throughout the entire organism, and it will be passed on to their offspring. Changes that you do for a medical reason to adults, that doesn't happen. Somatic cells, they call it. Somatic cells are everything except for seed cells, like sperm and egg and embryo and that sort of thing. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and try to draw a distinction here between what is ethical and not ethical. But let's understand, when you have the National Institute of Health talking about, well, you know, we need to anticipate how we're going to govern the ethics coming up for human and animal chimeras. They're going to do human and animal chimeras. Already doing them, quite frankly. The ethics comes after what they're doing, just like with this Chinese scientist. But this is science fiction. It is transhumanism. And the transgender issue is preparing us for that. It also prepares us for pedophilia. But beyond that, it prepares us to think of ourselves as something that is not entirely human. We're going to go in and we're going to make modifications to our bodies. We will be in charge of it. And, we'll talk about that coming up. We'll also talk about what's going on with GM as well. The bailouts. A lot of people, I've seen a lot of, Twitter reports about people saying, hey, let's have them give back the money. Well, they said that they paid us back in full, and Barack Obama said they paid us back in full with interest, just like the banks. Yeah, we'll blow the lid off of that here in a moment. And what can President Trump do about it? We'll talk about that coming up as well. Let's go to what's happening with Twitter, because we have the Commerce Committee now is the House Energy and Commerce Committee, who took testimony from Jack Dorsey under oath, back in September. He said with a straight face, reports Zero Hedge, that neither Twitter's algorithm nor the company's policies target individual users due to their political orientation. Now, he'd already taken down InfoWars. This is in between the time that he took down InfoWars and the time that he took down 800 other sites. And if you don't think that they're doing shadow banning, which we've shown, but shadow banning is a little bit harder. You know, it's a very bold move for them to just come in and outright ban organizations like InfoWars. That's a very bold move. Because with shadow banning, they could always play the, well, no, it's a, you know, our numbers say this and your numbers say that type of game. But you just go in and shut somebody down and you have all the internet companies do it at the same time like they did with InfoWars. It's pretty hard to ignore that kind of heavy-handed action. Dorsey, at the time, the September 5th hearing, said, yeah, you know, we made a mistake. We wrongly shadow banned some 600,000 accounts. Now, they were full-on banning accounts at the direction of organizations that are left-leaning, that are allied with the Democrats. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee was giving Twitter a ban of people they wanted taken down because they didn't like what they were saying. Oh, they're bots. Of course they're bots. Yes, we have a university research organization that gives the printout to the DNC. And then they send that to Twitter. And, of course, nothing to be concerned about there. He insisted that Twitter was free of bias. But clearly, when we look at these rules that have come out now about permanently banning somebody because you dead name someone, clearly he is he's lying. The question is, will they do anything about it? They didn't do anything about James Clapper, who obviously lied to us about what the NSA and the CIA were doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed filters, Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talk about needless death here. Death by government. Democide, call it. Sometimes it is political, sometimes it's death by the tens of millions when you have communist governments, especially throughout the 20th century. Usually preceded by gun confiscation. But we're going to talk about various other things, wars that are beginning here. So I've got a segment here on Faces of Death, I guess you could call it. Remember that? Those band videos in the 1980s where they had, they put together a collection of films that people were caught just as they were being killed. But before we do, real quickly, before we get into that grim story, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because this is the way we keep InfoWars from dying. It's the way we keep free speech and the free press from dying. And we really do appreciate and need your support. You've been very good to stand by us as Jack Dorsey and these other people have, Google especially, have done everything they can to try to deplatform us and to remove us from the public square. Which again, the Supreme Court's already ruled that the public square, even if privately owned, cannot be censored. But we, as I said many times, and I'll point out again today when we get to this, the censorship is coming from the military industrial complex. It is a bipartisan effort. It is coming from our own government. And that's why they won't enforce the First Amendment against giant corporations. Even though the Supreme Court in 1946 said, yeah, okay, you own the public square as a private corporation, but it is a public square of a town and you can't throw people off of it. Jack Dorsey admits it's a public square. That's his business model. But it's okay. We're going to let corporations take away our God-given rights. It's not corporations. It's government. They're using that as a runaround. But if you want to keep free speech alive, you want to keep InfoWars alive, we've got big specials coming up as part of our Cyber Monday special week, our Cyber Week, we call it. We have free shipping store-wide. We have 50% off InfoWars Life products. That's all of our health supplements that we have at InfoWars. We have 50% off storable food. We have a lot of stocking stuffers, and we have gifts that are categorized by the two biological sexes. We have gifts categorized by financial level, gifts under 25, under 50, under $75, and so forth. And we have some items that are up to 75% off. And again, free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. That's our reward system that we have there for people who buy products from us at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure to stop by there. Keep us in mind for your Cyber Week specials. Big discounts store-wide, free shipping, discounts up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Yesterday, I spent an hour and a half talking about what was going on with Ukraine and Russia and the backgrounds behind it. I laid out the historical context going back to the Crimean War, why that area is so important, why it actually has belonged to Russia for a long time. There is no such thing as Crimean annexation unless you're concerned about something that happened several hundred years ago. They would be lying to you if you don't understand the reason why. But ours is not the reason why, right? Charge of the Light Brigade and so forth, that all came out of the Crimean War. Florence Nightingale, cardigan sweaters. Look it up. Very interesting history. There was a great book that I read in college called The Reason Why. The Reason Why. Why did that happen? Why did the Charge of the Light Brigade happen? Who is this guy, Lord Cardigan? Well, it's interesting history. But nevertheless, I went from that to the 17 hours of provocation. They were very strangely initiated by the Ukraine government. Very strange also to look at the response, which is really kind of a non sequitur. You have a little maritime dispute that they initiated and prolonged for 17 hours. And then the follow-up to that is to declare martial law and to call up the reserves, the ground forces. Very strange, very strange. But of course, if you start to understand some of the other context of what's going on right now, ignore the shouts for war from Nikki Haley and the neocon people who want war at every turn, especially with Russia. Ignore Nikki Haley for a minute, conservatives. Please ignore her. I can't believe how many people adore that shill. She despises everything this country was based upon. I despise her and detest her as much as I detest Hillary Clinton. Let me tell you, Nikki Haley is more dangerous than Hillary Clinton because her problems are not as obvious to people, especially to conservatives. They fall for all this when Nikki Haley does it because she's got that R behind her name. But if you understand that the elections were coming up for the first time in 4 years after the Maiden Revolution and this corrupt organization, cartel that has taken over the Ukraine, is down in single digits approval, and how this martial law that it took him almost 24 hours to get this passed. They didn't want to pass this, but it's given him a lot of power. And if you also understand the pipeline that was shut down 4 years ago when they took power, the pipeline between Turkey and Russia, big move by Turkey towards Russia in the last few years. And reopening this pipeline is another one of these moves across the Black Sea. So if you understand those types of things, would it be about elections? Do people start wars in order to win elections? Do people start wars in order to shut down domestic unrest? Oh, yes, they do. That's one of the major patterns of history. Do we start wars over oil and gas pipelines? Look at the 20th century's history. Root cause, many of our conflicts. So, yeah, all of that is present there. So look at that context. And again, he is still pushing this. He's now had a televised interview. The Ukrainian president warns of, quote, a full-scale war with Russia. And Nikki Haley is sharpening her knives on the sidelines, along with Theresa May and these other neocons. So I just want you to remember, before you get drawn in by Nikki Haley, I want you to take a look at this headline. Three American service members killed in an Afghanistan roadside bombing. 17 years on, what are we doing there? What was the purpose? What are we still doing there? Longest war we have ever had. We haven't learned anything from the failures of past empires, like the British Empire. We haven't learned anything from their engagement in the Crimean War or their defeat in Afghanistan. Haven't learned anything about that, have we? So we got three service members died, 11 U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan this year. Now, the USA Today reports this, and they seem to think this is something of a victory. We only had 11 people killed there. But for what? You know, they compare it to, well, as recently as 2013, we had 100 military casualties. And, you know, the total was almost 500 in 2010. Oh, great. So it's gone from 500 to 300 to 11 this year. And we just had three of those 11 just happened in this one attack. Do we control that country? Do you know why we were there? Do you understand really why we're there? Do you understand about the poppy fields? Do you understand about the lithium? Do you understand they have no intention of ever leaving because of that? Do you understand this is a colonial war? Are you willing to pay the price in blood and treasury for this war? I'm not. I think it's disgusting. This is the kind of thing that Nikki Haley and people of her ilk get us involved in. And these are the people who are trying to shut down our voice in social media, on YouTube. The people that Google allies itself with, because it allies itself with Chinese dictators, it allies itself with the dictators of the military-industrial complex and the deep state. The very worst elements of America. Here's another case talking about useless murders. Here we got Texas is trying to execute a man for a murder that he didn't commit. A murder that happened back in 1996, 22 years ago. He was 22 at the time. Jeff Woods was involved in the robbery of a convenience store. He was waiting outside in the getaway vehicle, his co-conspirator or partner in the crime, fatally shot a convenience store clerk. Under Texas law, they executed the guy who actually committed the murder, but the guy who was sitting in the car, they want to execute him as well. 22 years on, they're still trying to do it. And that's amazing. You know, that's one of the reasons why I don't support the death penalty. I agree that for people who are obvious murders, that if it is very obvious, I just am very concerned about how broken our justice system is, quote-unquote justice system. I report on it frequently. I don't trust the justice system to get the right answer. And I say this even though I've had my aunt and uncle brutally murdered by a guy who evaded the death penalty, even after he admitted it. There was no question about it. There were witnesses to it. He confessed to it. He stayed for the rest of his life in prison. Canadians thought he was just wonderful and he ought to be released from prison because he wrote poetry. Brutally murdered them. Chopped them to pieces with a knife. He said, well, I was high on drugs. So what? I got some drugs for you right here. My cousin had to go on almost an annual basis to try to keep that scumbag in jail. And so I understand there's a reason for a death penalty, but I also, in general, do not trust the judicial system because of things like this situation here in Texas. That is excessive penalty for what happened there. Maybe you want to keep the guy in jail for life if he's a danger to society, but to execute him for something that he didn't do? I don't think so. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about GM. We're going to talk about Google spying on you and how they're turning that information over to Minority Report crime investigation. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have a report from RT, the Turkish foreign minister, so that he personally listened to the audio recording of the Khashoggi killing. Again, remember that it was recorded because he had his Apple Watch with him. His fiancée was waiting outside in the car. They were able to get recording of it. The killers of Khashoggi were told to listen to music while they cut him up alive. One of them said he was enjoying it. As they said, I listened to it. He was killed over a period of 7 minutes. Cut to pieces while he was alive. It was deliberate murder, he said in an interview with a German newspaper. He described the hearing. He described hearing a doctor address the murderers, telling them to listen to music as they cut apart Khashoggi's body. One of them said he likes to cut people up. The foreign minister said, it is disgusting. It is disgusting. You know, we never heard the tapes of what the CIA did to people, did we? Gina Haspel, our current CIA director, made sure that was covered up. She destroyed those tapes. That was her mission. Destroy those tapes. Make sure nobody hears this stuff. Now, John Kiriakou wanted you to know what's being done in your name. John Kiriakou, CIA agent, went to prison. None of the people who did the torturing for the CIA went to prison. John Kiriakou, who told us what they were doing, went to prison. We have embraced this kind of stuff. And so when you hear President Trump out there saying, hey, you know what? The world is a vicious place. It is far more vicious, President Trump, because of people like Gina Haspel that you appointed as head of the CIA. Disgusting what you did. Absolutely disgusting what she did. Disgusting that you would embrace that, that you would embrace what Khashoggi has done. Yeah, it's a dangerous world, isn't it? It is a vicious place. And it is a more dangerous and vicious place because of the people that we embrace as our allies and because we tell ourselves that this is all justified. Because they're on our team or they're working in our interests. That is realpolitik. That is politics devoid of any ethical, moral, or legal considerations. It's simply what can we get out of this? And I'm very sad to see President Trump embracing that, quite frankly. You know, it's, as I said before, maybe they'll do a movie of that. I can absolutely see Quentin Tarantino doing a movie of that because he's already done Reservoir Dogs, celebrating that kind of brutal stuff. You know, it's a vicious place, this country is, because we have Hollywood on the other side of the political spectrum, making it into entertainment. I can remember a time, you know, when I was a child, the old Universal monster movies were only a couple of decades old. That's how old I am. You'd have Frankenstein, and you would have the Mummy, and they would be slowly coming after the girl, right? And the big thing there was like, how in the world can they not get away from this guy? He's got one leg that works. He's dragging the other one behind him. He's only got one arm, but they can't escape him. You know, it's coming very slowly. Frankenstein also is not moving very quickly. And then we got to the situation where they got a little bit more realistic, the Hitchcock films and so forth. We would start to see things like Psycho. That made a big impression on me. I saw that when I was 6 years old. My sister took me to the movies to see that when I was 6 years old. In a gothic theater in Tampa. The Tampa Theater, thing that's built in the 1920s. Millions of dollars they spent on that. But that was one creepy experience. I still remember that experience. Scared me to death. My hands were glued to the chair. But we went from that kind of thing, which was sick enough, to eventually we got more and more slasher films to now we have things being done from the perspective of the killer. They become kind of the anti-hero. We experience it from their perspective because they want to turn us into monsters, don't they? Universally, I should say. And to me, that is the sickest thing of all of this. The sickest thing of all this is Hollywood. Hollywood and the CIA. Oh, yeah, there is a connection there, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was talking about the audio tape of Khashoggi. I'm sure that they'll be able to market that at some point in time. Make a movie out of it. They've already made a movie, Lars von Trier's, uncensored cut of which will be playing tonight, one night only. This is a movie called The House That Jack Built. The uncensored director's cut will play for one night only. Then they will do an R-rated cut. It'll be released on December 14th. This film was so disgusting that even the people who are used to this kind of crap, because they go to movies frequently, 100 people at the Cannes Film Festival walked out of the theater because of its graphic depiction of violence. Violence against women and against children. This is the sickness, the dark sickness of Hollywood. A particularly gruesome scene caused walkouts is one in which two small kids' heads are blown off by a hunting rifle and so forth. But I'm sure that they're going to have kind of the vicarious voyeurism of following the killer around, doing it from his perspective, because that's what we have turned into now. We celebrate this kind of depravity, just as we've got Celine Dion celebrating the kind of satanic things that she wants to do. You know, Celine Dion, we now had a priest who's been a priest of 65 years. And he has spent 40 of those years as an exorcist. And he said, this woman is selling Satanism. What she's doing is demonic. Maybe he hasn't seen, maybe he hasn't seen the video that we showed you the other day. I mean, it is openly demonic. She goes into a nursery and they've got pink and blue on the two different sides. She's dressed in black. She takes out her black fairy dust and she throws it up and, over all the different cribs. And now they change into white and black, but they have these little demons pop their heads up out of the cribs. I mean, they put it in there. They put it on the screen. No question about it. She embraces that. There's some of the clip of that. Absolutely sick the way she embraces this. He said, the way this gender thing is spread is demonic, and to say there's no difference between genders is satanic. Well, he hasn't seen the open satanic imagery that she's doing here. There she is, as we're looking at this video, blowing her black fairy dust or black magic over these kids, taking away their genders, and there's a demons popping out of their heads up right there. Freeze, they, good job, you froze that right there. I mean, they're openly embracing it. As a matter of fact, these designs on this very expensive children's clothing feature skulls, crossbones, Illuminati eyes. This is absolutely amazing. Celine Dion says, well, the priest, first of all, says, oh, the devil is going after children by confusing gender. When a child is born, what is the first thing we say about a child? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? That's the most natural thing in the world to say. But it is being punished.
punished. That is prohibited speech. This guy who has been a priest for 65 years, I'm sure he doesn't have a Twitter account. If he did, he's lost it. You can't say that there is such a thing as boy or girl. As a matter of fact, we've had people in hospitals in Colorado saying you're not going to put any kind of identification on these newly born kids to identify them as boy or girl, doing the same thing that Celine Dion is doing. She's out there saying, well, we're going to break the norms. We're going to do things here that are going to help them to choose outside of the norms with my clothing line here. And she goes on to say this. She says, it's important for people to have something that they can touch and believe in. I say that. To believe in yourself is to believe in God. Well, why would that be? So you are God, right? The oldest lie, going back to the Garden of Eden. The lie, basically, that is at the core of transhumanism. You will be like God. You'll be like God. You can transform yourself. There's no limitations on anything. You will live forever with transhumanism, with maybe with cyborg body or whatever. Those promises that are being made to us now by the globalists, by Celine Dion, by all these different people, it is all ties into that age-old desire to live forever and to be God, to be like God, to have God-like powers. And so they sell that to you. They sell that to you with the superhero movies, the new mythology of our culture. Augment your body. And even if things go wrong, you know, you got your own little CRISPR thing that you got in your garage there. I don't know. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with that. Let's give that a try and see what happens. Maybe I'll turn into Spider-Man or Spider-Woman. Spider-Woman is coming up, of course. That is the lie that they're selling everybody. And what he doesn't understand is it's not only satanic, and it's demonic. We understand that. It is a desire by the technocratic elite to make sure that we don't have families, so we don't have reproduction. It is a soft kill of our populations as well, because that's always been a desire of Satan to destroy humanity. Age-old desire there as well. They're all coming together, folks. And so when we look at this, and we look at this situation, the perversion of these Hollywood films, reveling in cruelty and murder and vivisection, just as the CIA does. And as President Trump excuses that kind of conduct with Gina Haspel, excuses it with the Saudis. And then we have another vivisection that they also don't want to talk about. They're ashamed of this one. They try to cover up this one. That's when Planned Parenthood cuts up the babies. I don't know what kind of music they play when they cut up the babies. I mean, do they play clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. I don't know. Do they play that? There's Reservoir Dog soundtrack that they use in Planned Parenthood clinics when they chop up the babies and sell their parts off for Lamborghinis. But we do know that Kamala Harris, as Attorney General of California, came after the Center for Medical Progress that exposed that, has been persecuting them. And now she's a senator. Now she wants to become president. She's got a lot of people who will fall in line behind her because she has embraced that satanic agenda. Now we have groups that are asking the Supreme Court to hear a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade. These are quite a few groups here. National Association of Evangelicals, Concerned Women for America, the National Legal Foundation, Pacific Justice Institute, Southern Baptist Ethics Group here. They've all filed a brief with the Supreme Court going back to November 15th. They want the justices to review an Indiana case that blocked enforcement of a law passed by and signed into law by then Governor Mike Pence in 2016. So the elected representatives of the people passed a law. Mike Pence signed that law. And then you had a federal judge in violation of the 10th Amendment. And this is very important, I think, folks. We got to call them out on this. We cannot allow them to assume the powers that they did with Marbury versus Madison. President Trump, you want to be like Andrew Jackson? Be like Andrew Jackson. You want to refer to him? Tell the Supreme Court what they can do with their opinions. That's what Andrew Jackson said. And I don't agree with Andrew Jackson on that issue. I think on that particular issue, the Supreme Court was right and Andrew Jackson was wrong. It was about the Trail of Tears of the Cherokees. He was absolutely wrong, but he had the political power to do what he did.
Nobody stopped him. They didn't impeach him because that was the power of the president under our Constitution. The Supreme Court doesn't have any power to enforce its decisions. And if the Congress thought that the president was not acting in the right way, they could have impeached him and removed him from office, but they didn't. That's why we have the separation of powers. I don't want to see Washington, the most dangerous thing we can have, whether you are liberal or conservative, whatever you think about any of these issues, just as we talked about gay marriage. Regardless of what you think about gay marriage, we had people on both sides of that issue say that it's a very dangerous thing for the Supreme Court to mandate that, a definition of what marriage is. We don't want the Supreme Court. I don't want the government doing that, let alone 9 politically appointed judges. I don't want them making that decision. And so this is a situation we had legally in a state, the legislature elected by the people and the governor, and this is their power under the 10th Amendment, decided that they were going to require doctors to inform their patients that abortions were not permitted if the purpose of the abortion was that you didn't like the unborn baby's race. Oh, would that be something you think the liberals would support? Oh, no, 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 no. You don't like their race, their color, their national origin, their ancestry, their sex. So you're not going to be able to do that. Or you got Down syndrome, you're not going to be able to do that.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through 2 permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with 3 other compounds, 2 forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Fed Filters, Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Finish up this section on murder. Again, you have a situation where in Indiana they passed a bill that we're going to have doctors must tell women you're not allowed to abort your baby because you don't like its race. You're not allowed to abort your baby because you don't like its color or because you don't like its national origin or its ancestry or its sex. I mean, that's not theoretical, folks. We've had that done a lot. Selective abortions on the basis of sex, and it was always girls that were aborted in China with a one-child policy. Or diagnosis or potential diagnosis of the fetus having Down syndrome or some other, any other disability. Not going to be able to do that. And they said, no, we don't like that. The courts said we don't like that. Now, the people's representative said that they wanted that. Governor Pence in Indiana signed the bill. And then we had the judiciary. In violation of the 10th Amendment, assume powers that they don't have. And of course, we see that Indiana Governor Pence bowed down and said, okay, well, we'll just appeal to the Supreme Court because we don't have any power. No, you have power. You have power. Just as Andrew Jackson had power to tell the Supreme Court, you made your decision, let's see you enforce it. That is what we need to have at the state level. State nullification. Oh, you think that's dangerous? You think that would lead to civil war? Folks, that's what's happened with marijuana. That's why I talk about marijuana so much. I have no interest in using it recreationally. If I need it medically, I will use it whether the government says I can or not. I don't care what they have to say. None of their business. But the real issue with marijuana is the fact that we have had state nullification. Two-thirds of the states have nullified federal prohibition of a class one prohibited drug. And that, folks, is the way that you peacefully take back your power. And we haven't had a civil war. We haven't had Jeff Sessions mount a horse and put on a suit of armor and come in and start arresting people and shooting people or chopping them up or whatever to enforce his obsession with marijuana. Hasn't happened. That is the beautiful thing about all of this. The fact that people have taken back because they cared about it. They cared about being able to use a natural, safe product for medical uses. Something that even Texas here, even though they have it still as a highly prohibited drug here in Texas, they have recognized, thanks to the efforts of a Christian conservative, David Simpson, Longview, Texas, they have realized that medical marijuana is the only thing that helps a lot of people who have uncontrollable seizures. None of the pharmaceutical drugs, even with all of their dangerous side effects and the massive profits that they make for Fox News and CNN, none of those drugs help, but medical marijuana does. And he said, we're not going to lock up parents who do this for their children. Many of the children suffering those continuing seizures as a result of a vaccine. And whether or not you believe that, we're not going to take out that medical treatment away from them or lock their parents up or take the children away from them. And so here, even in Texas, where there is no medical marijuana exemption, where they still have very stringent penalties on marijuana, you've had even the Texas legislature nullify, folks, federal law on marijuana, even here in Texas. Because as a class one drug, and where did those classes come from? I'll remind you again, conservatives, it is a UN agenda. You want to do something? You want to implement this UN agenda that has failed for 47 years? 10 years before Richard Nixon declared his war on drugs, the UN created those four schedules and put the drugs in them, and Richard Nixon just plagiarized that. He just signed his name on it, put United States up at the top, crossed off UN, and put USA. And that became our war on drugs. And it hasn't worked for 47 years. Unless you want a police state. Unless you want the government to have unrestricted power. In that case, it's worked really well. And that really was the agenda behind it, in my opinion. It's completely trashed the Constitution. They passed a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, but they didn't bother with that time around. Everything is prohibited unless the DEA and the FDA says you can have it. Turn the Constitution upside down. But folks, we do have a 10th Amendment. It is still there. And if you insist on that, even people like Jeff Sessions and his obsession with marijuana will back off because he knows that if push came to shove, people would resort to that and he would lose the entire war on drugs. That's why Jeff Sessions didn't push marijuana. And that's why nullification is still a very effective remedy. And we need to use nullification to stop the murder of children as well. Conservatives, we can stop a lot of federal overreach, whether it's putting boys and girls in the same showers together that Obama tried to force on us, all these different things that are being done by the federal government. We can overturn that kind of overreach with nullification because the Constitution hasn't been repealed, and these slime balls in Washington, D.C. still appeal to it for their authority. So call them on that. Don't bow down and let them get away with this. And so the federal judge in that area said, no, we're not going to let you do that. We're not going to let you prohibit abortion for sex. We're not going to let you prohibit aborting children because they've got some kind of a disability or because you don't like their race. No, we're going to let you kill them anyway. Whatever. You don't have to have a reason. No reason at all. We're pro-choice, except on everything else in your life. Everything else in your life, the Democrats will tell you everything that you must do, including your children after they're born. So they said the justices of the Supreme Court now, they're bringing this up. They're still playing the Supreme Court game. We got to pretend that we don't have any rights unless the Supreme Court says we do. And that the Supreme Court can define everything in our life, whether it is marriage or whatever. They can define everything. They can define life. They can define everything. No. No. The justices of the Supreme Court could decide to overturn Roe v. Wade in the 1992 Planned Parenthood versus Casey opinion that reaffirmed Roe. Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was just replaced by Brett Kavanaugh, voted to side with Planned Parenthood in 1992. After Pence signed the law, Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky challenged it. A federal judge permanently blocked the state from enforcing it in violation of the 10th Amendment. Of course, the press doesn't tell you that. I'm the only one who will tell you that. I and the 10th Amendment Foundation. I need to get that guy back on. We need to talk about 10th Amendment again. Can't talk about that too often. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about religious liberty, because it's not just the First Amendment, free speech and freedom of the press is being taken away. But of course, the free exercise of religion, and the groups who like to take this away will organize. One of them very famously calls themselves Freedom from Religion, the Freedom from Religion group. I'm sorry, that's not in the Constitution. Constitution, First Amendment does not say freedom from religion will not be abridged by the Congress shall make no law abolishing freedom from religion. Doesn't say that. It says they will not get in the way of the free expression of religion. And yet we see this violated all the time. Here in Texas, you got students who wanted to pray during their lunch break. And they were told, you got to go behind a curtain in the cafeteria if you want to do that. Or go outside or go to an empty gym. You're not going to be allowed to pray in the open. How is that allowed? Oh, that's right. Now Christians have to go into the closet, right? No, we don't. Not going to do it. These people didn't do it. Don't you ever do that. Don't you ever kowtow to that kind of tyranny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted using $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We now learn that J.R.R. Tolkien was, wait for it, racist. Yes, he was racist because he didn't like orcs. In a narrative that they think is going to help them to sell the idea of a caravan. You now have these people on the left out there taking the side of the orcs. Seriously, I'm not making this up. They are. They are. As RT says, because everything is racist in 2018. You've now got a U.S. sci-fi writer who has blasted J.R.R. Tolkien for his portrayal of orcs in The Lord of the Rings. Now, of course, if you remember the Lord of the Rings, you remember that the orcs were a black-blooded, flesh-eating goblin men. They were a crossbreed. Actually, I think, if I remember correctly, the orcs were a crossbreed between men and elves or something. It was another, it was the other group that was a cross between, that was synthesized by men. But of course, looking at transhumanism, you know, I mean, we gotta get these things in line because it's just a matter of time before the National Institute of Health creates human-animal chimeras like orcs. And seriously, I've got the document right here in front of me, 2012. They're saying, well, we gotta come up with bioethical rules for the new orcs that we're gonna create. They don't call them orcs, they call them human-animal chimeras. They're going to do it. They just need to have these ethical rules, and hopefully they won't do it before they have ethical rules. But, you know, whatever. I mean, they don't really pay any attention to the rules anyway, right? They don't pay attention to the Constitution. They pay attention to the Bill of Rights. They don't care what the law says. They'll do it. And it's kind of a catch-me-if-you-can attitude, of course, that the government has. But getting back to this silly story, this sci-fi writer, Andy Duncan, says that the orcs are simply misunderstood. Kind of like today's migrants and refugees. No, it was an invasion. he's going to use this to try to generate, he's going to try to use orcs to try to tell us how we're all racist and how we have to have compassion for these people who are coming across the border. It's like, you know, they're just kind of like orcs. The orcs are just simply misunderstood. He goes on to say, it's hard to miss the repeated notion in Tolkien of some races being worse than others. Yeah, yeah, the ones who came out raping and pillaging and eat flesh eating, you know, killing people, eating them. Yeah, they were wet. They were some races in Tolkien's books were better than others. That's right. They were. No apologies, except this guy, you know, talking to Wired Magazine. Some races in Tolkien were worse than others. Or that some peoples were worse than others. I can easily imagine that a lot of these people that were doing the Dark Lord's bidding were doing so out of simple self-preservation and so forth. So it's not their fault. It's Soros. This is amazing. I read the Babylon Bee to you when we're talking about the caravan. And it was George Soros depicted as Moses. You know, they had him, they photoshopped his head over the picture of Charlton Heston as Moses out of the Ten Commandments. And so he's got the Hebrew blanket and his arms stretched out. And it's, let my people go in. And talking about how he's leading his caravan across the vast desert and he is dropping food from heaven and money, supplies them by helicopter and so forth. Parroting that. That was a satire. This guy is not a satire. And as they point out on RT, when he said that the orcs were simply doing the Dark Lord's bidding, they said he's actually not even aware of the fact that he's using the excuse of the Nazi killers at Nuremberg. I was just following orders, right? That's what this guy is doing. He's like, you know, the orcs are just, they're like our refugees and our immigrants coming across the border. To which I imagine President Trump would say, my point exactly. Thank you for making my point. Don't get in their way when they're making our own point here. Now, we're not saying that all the people coming across the border are as bad as orcs, but some of them are actually worse. Some of these cartel people, some of the human traffickers are actually worse than orcs, quite frankly. He says it's easier to build walls and to demonize them as scum rather than to understand and embrace the orcs. And of course, he argues that Gandalf, dying as he is, fighting the demons and, fighting the fire demon, and he gets reincarnated, comes back in shining white. That's not a picture of Christ to him. No, 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 not at all. To him, Gandalf the White is a white supremacist. Let me tell you something about the real symbolism here that is really kind of creepy. Not just this idiot's view. He says, Tolkien's guys are white. The Gandalf is white. The good guys are white. The bad guys are black. They're slant-eyed. They're unattractive. They're inarticulate. They're psychologically undeveloped horde. invading people. The orcs, those poor orcs are just misunderstood. And we don't really understand, you know, the Dark Lord is really not all that bad. I mean, you know, he's kind of like George Soros. And Soros really has good intentions. I mean, he just wants to unify the world, right? Kind of like Sauron did, the Dark Lord. He wanted to unify the world underneath him, same aspirations of George Soros. The difference is that Sauron was reduced to a single eye, and George Soros doesn't apparently have eyes in most of the pictures. He's just got these drooping eyelids. You can't even see his eyes anymore. They've just kind of sunk back into his head. But yeah, meat's back on the menu, boys. He says, it's easier to demonize one's opponents than to try to understand them and to understand the complex forces that are leading to, for example, refugees trying to cross the southern border legally or illegally. So it's easier to build walls than to let the orcs in. And he is the one, by the way, he is the one who is comparing the immigrants to orcs, not me. I'm just going along with, I'm not getting in his way. I'm just telling you what this guy is saying. It's absolutely amazing. Everything is racist, and they read everything into these types of deals, even to the extent that he thinks that he wrote a story. Again, reading stuff backwards into J.R.R. Tolkien. Talking about Senator Bilbo. It was about a segregationist senator, Theodore Bilbo, who shares the same name as Tolkien's hero, Bilbo Baggins. Senator Bilbo is this parody in which you have this racist demagogue stomping around the world of halflings in a sort of desperate holding pattern to keep at bay all the change that's coming about as a result of what seems to be the War of the Ring. One ring to rule them all, right? That's really what they're trying to impose on us. This is the globalism. It is a monolithic tyranny that they're trying to impose on us. And this guy is trying to tell us, is something we shouldn't be afraid of. We should be afraid because Gandalf the White was obviously racist. It's funny. He cannot see any of the Christian symbolism in there because the guy is totally pagan. It's amazing to me how focused the church is on sending missionaries to foreign countries when America has become completely paganized. We don't even understand from the founders up through Abraham Lincoln, whether they were Christians themselves or not, they understood the symbolism. They understood, they were literate about the Bible. They would speak, whether they believed it or not, whether they followed it or not, they used that as a communication device. They used it for allegory and so forth. The house divided against itself shall not stand and so forth. Just like today, we might use something out of the movies. Wizard of Oz or something. We talk, I'm melting. Surrender Dorothy, whatever. All these different hooks. Those were what they had back then. Everybody was focused around the Bible. Now you've got this science fiction author, Andy Duncan, who is so illiterate about the Bible, about history, that he is reading back his college white privilege brainwashing and propagandizing. He's reading that back into Tolkien's fiction. And then you have Jeff Daniels, the actor on NBC, saying racism has been in this country since the Mayflower saw land. Another prime example of reading back your racist obsession into our history and literature.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro gravity fed filters, Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalist. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort,
and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to talk about genetic modification. I'm going to explain to you how to separate the wheat from the chaff when it comes to this and show you what the transgender and transhumanist agenda really are that are starting to come out. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the Cyber Week specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports this program, products that you buy there. And we have put in for this week, the Cyber Week, we put in massive discounts plus free shipping store-wide and double Patriot Points. Patriot Points are our reward system to get you discounts on further purchases, future purchases. We have up to 75% off at the website. And we have, again, free shipping, double Patriot Points. We have things like stocking stuffers that you'll find there. We have gifts for both of the biological sexes. We have gifts that are put together for your perusal there that are gifts under $25, under $50, under $75. We have 50% off all storable food. And again, that is non-GMO food. It's made in America. It's got the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. It is storable for up to 25 years. A great way to provide in advance for any kind of an emergency that's going to happen, whether it's going to be a weather emergency or anything else. And also to make sure that you have inoculated yourself against any kind of not just disruptions in supply, but also any kind of unexpected price increases. So you can get that food, freeze the price there,
at 50% off. That food is going to last for 25 years. Once you open it, we've got the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. You can even reseal it for a few days. It's resealable after it's open. It's not going to last for another 25 years, but it'll last for 25 years until you open it initially. 50% off of that, 50% off all InfoWars Life products. You'll find a 50% discount. I think it's actually at 49%, but it's a $123 discount off the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter, the large Alexa Pure Water Filter, $123 off of that, and 40% off the Alexa Pure Air Filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze. All those discounts you'll find as part of our Cyber Week at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to finish up just kind of some side news articles, and we'll get into GM. We'll get into what Google is doing, and we'll get into genetic modification, new revelations from this guy in China who said that without any oversight, without any ethical consideration, a violation, as a matter of fact, of ethics and law, he modified a baby. We'll tell you why that is such a big deal and what it really means. And also tell you about the human animal chimeras that the National Institute of Health was talking about 6 years ago. Now, we need to come up with some rules for that. I don't know they have, but they're moving along. Nevertheless, they're going to create human animal chimeras. They're going to mix together that DNA. Why? Because we have a common designer. It is a code, the same code for humans as it is for animals, as it is for plants. And so you can mix and match and create all kinds of monstrosities with all that. Nevertheless, let's talk a little bit about the transgender issue, because this really does feed into that. This kind of soft kill of the population, this banning of male and female distinction that is now being enforced with an iron fist by Jack Dorsey of Twitter. Shame on you, Jack. Shame on you for violating the First Amendment free speech. Shame on you for pushing a shameful agenda like this. And they got some people in Congress saying, well, we're going to look at him because he said they don't have any policies like this, and they do, and so forth. I don't think they're going to get him for perjury. They should. They should just say you have a public square. He said it's a public square. You're not going to be able to censor people, but they're not going to do that because the censorship is coming from the government. I'll explain that to you in the next hour. But let's talk about this amazing transgender story coming out of all places, Texas. Folks, if this is happening in Texas, we're done. We're done. This is in Dallas. A Texas father is fighting for his son in court after pushing back on his ex-wife's claim that their six-year-old is a transgender girl. According to court documents, this is a story from Daily Wire. According to court documents, the young boy only dresses as a girl when he's with his mother, who has enrolled him in first grade as a female named Luna, as in Luna Tick. Maybe that's the mother's name, shortened name for the mother. The father, however, contends that his son consistently chooses to wear boys' clothes and, quote, violently refuses to wear girls' clothes at my home. He also says he identifies as a boy when he's with him. The Federalist reports that the mother has accused the father of child abuse in the divorce proceedings for, quote, not affirming James as a transgender. There you go. Gets you booted off, not only booted off of social media, but it gets you in divorce court accused of child abuse if you refuse to play along with that. And they're trying to strip the dad of his parental rights. She is also seeking to require him to pay for the child's visits to a transgender-affirming therapist and for transgender medical alterations, which may include hormonal sterilization starting at age 8. This is in Texas. They're going to sterilize this kid at age 8. He hasn't reached puberty. He can't make these kinds of decisions. As I said before, to maintain that kids who are in kindergarten, kids who are 8 years old can make decisions about what gender they are, they don't have even any of the hormones that are starting to affect them. It's absolutely insane. And to make that determinate, to put that out there, and it is a lie, the purpose of that is to say that these kids, if they can make a determination about their gender, they can consent to sex then, obviously, right? That's what these perverts in our government want. The father has been legally barred from speaking to his child about sexuality and speaking to him about gender from either a scientific or religious perspective. And he has been barred legally from dressing his son in boys' clothes. This is your government.
here in Texas. The boy was diagnosed with gender dysphoria by a gender transition therapist that the mother, a pediatrician, chose for her son to see. So this mother goes to a gender transition therapist and surprise, surprise, she says, oh, I think you're transgender. The boy's pastor, Christ Church Carrollton Bill Lovell, said, based on the three occasions I spent time with him, I'd say he acts and looks unmistakably like a healthy six-year-old boy. I'm praying for him. An average six-year-old boy, a sweet-natured, intelligent, lovable, and at this point particularly vulnerable young man, caught up in a titanic clash of worldviews. His mother came to pick up the boys to take them to his brother's soccer game, recalls Sarah Scott, a family friend and the mother of three sons who are close to the boy. He hugged his dad and said, I love you, and he refused to go to the soccer game as a girl with his mom and stayed, rather, with his dad. That evening, they came to our house, she said. Now, they also quote in the article, an author, a former transgender female, Walt Heyer. He wrote a book called Trans Life Survivors. And Walt, who was a former transgender female, warns that the potential diagnosis could ruin the boy's life, similar to what he went through after he was secretly cross after what he went through. See, Walt was secretly cross-dressed by his grandmother for 2.5 years as a young boy. It messed up his mind. It is mental. It's not biological. It's not objective. It is their gender imagination. It is not their gender identity. It is their gender imagine. Imagine yourself as a girl. Here, I'll, says the granny, I'll dress you up as a girl. And he says it messed him up, secretly being cross-dressed by his grandmother. He eventually became a transgender female and then came back. He said, diagnosis is critical because labeling a child with gender dysphoria can trigger a series of physical and mental consequences for the child and has legal ramifications for this ongoing custody case. He said the boy's life could be irrevocably harmed. He said this boy's precious young life hinges purely on the diagnosis of gender dysphoria by a therapist who profits from this, who wraps herself in rainbow colors and affirms the diagnosis of gender dysphoria and dismisses any evidence to the contrary. Expert testimony of somebody who has a vested interest in this because she is a gender, what does she call herself? A gender consultant or something? A gender transition therapist. That's what she does. She helps people to transition gender. So what is she going to say? She's not going to say, no, you're fine the way you are. don't give me any more money. The author warned, if we do not save the boy from a misdiagnosis, his next step is chemical castration at the age of 8, only 2 years away. The family is fighting to save the young boy from potential misdiagnosis and has set up a website called Save James. Save James. Yes, you need to pray for them. Maybe you can help them if you find them online. You can find that story at the Daily Wire. Mom says 6-year-old son is a transgender. Dad disagrees.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Yeah. Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's not just the one father in Dallas who's a pediatrician wife took their six-year-old son to a gender transition therapist who said, oh, I think he is transitioning, and we're going to continue on this therapy. In 2 years, they will give him a chemical castration if this isn't stopped. But now the courts have stepped in. This is part of a divorce. They have removed the father's legal ability to dress his boy in boy's clothes, even though the boy refuses to wear women's clothes when he's with the father. Doesn't want to be associated with that. But the mother makes him do that when he's with the mother. And they said, you can't talk to him about scientific or biological or religious issues in terms of gender. You can't talk about that. You can't dress him that way. This is the courts in Texas. In Texas. You know, we just had some Dallas jailers who are now being sued because they told a man who identified, he considered himself to be a woman, even though he was not equipped that way. They said, I don't think so. You say you're a woman, but we're going to put you in jail cells with other women. Show us what you got. And they ordered the transgender to show his genitals. Now, the Dallas News reports they ordered the transgender woman to show her genitals. No, they ordered the man who said he was a transgender woman to show his genitals. And now they're being sued because he suffered trauma, felt demoralized, anxious, stressed, a loss of dignity. What do you think the women, if they lock him up in a jail cell with women and he rapes them, what do you think they're going to feel? And what would happen to the jailers if they did something like that? Well, he told us he was a woman. I'm not allowed to look, not allowed to pretend that there's any biological difference. This is why, one of the reasons why women, even liberal feminists, are saying this is insanity. Insanity. But of course, they're not at the top of the pecking order of the identity politics game. They're being banned off of Twitter by Jack Dorsey for saying that men are not women. Dallas jailers are being sued because they told a man, you're not a woman. You've got male genitals. You're not going to be locked up in a cell with women. And the Dallas News plays along with it. And Jack Dorsey plays along with it. It's absolutely amazing. DC bureaucrats are now trying to make parents get a license so their kids can play together. I guess that's so that you don't get, if you have your kids outside now, that's really strange. Kids are not allowed to play outside. And, I grew up and I really thought the little rascals were cool. They did all kinds of stuff that even I couldn't do back then. I wanted to be as crazy as the little rascals, but you don't even get outside today. Or your parents have CPS come knocking on the door because some busybody snitch calls them. And you have to defend that. So now you're going to have to get a license to let the kids play outside or play with other kids. This is absolutely amazing what is happening to our families in this country. And then you've got Planned Parenthood out there lecturing us about how to use language. But it gets even worse than that because we've now got Google is going to stop using male and female pronouns
all the people on the left pushing this very, very hard, I hope you understand why this is happening. And I hope you understand that you're not going to allow this to happen. This is an existential issue to us, folks. It is a soft kill. It is a dominance over us. If they can control our language, if they can control and confuse our sexual identity, if they can compel us on social media to say 2 + 2 = 5, that men are women if they choose to be women, and so forth, other nonsense. If you let them do that, play this dead-naming game with you. Planned Parenthood lists 7 ways to be gender inclusive. Planned Parenthood has always been about reducing population, right? That's a big part of this agenda. They have a campaign called Beyond the Binary. I have a campaign. It's called Bob. Forget the LGBTQ stuff. It's Bob. Binary, objective, and biological. I'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
So while we're talking about trans, let's talk about the trans Americans. I think that's really where we're going to go. I mean, earlier in the broadcast, I was talking about the science fiction writer doing a Wired interview saying, and these people are just misunderstood. You know, look at Tolkien, for example. He demonized the orcs. Yes, they were flesh-eating goblins, but, you know, they were basically just misdirected by the Dark Lord. Even he is okay. And you know, they're kind of like, they were hated by this white supremacist, Gandalf the White. I'm not making this up. He is. I mean, it's absolutely insane the way they read stuff back, but no crazier, actually, than Jeff Daniels, the actor, reading racism back in the Mayflower. Oh, racism came to America when the Mayflower first caught sight of land, said that Hollywood idiot Jeff Daniels. He plays a cartoon character in some of the movies, and yes, he is a cartoon character. He is dumb and dumber. I don't know if he's dumber than Jim Carrey. I mean, the two of them were dumb and dumber. I don't know which of them is dumber. But yeah, everything is racism. Even the orcs, even not liking the orcs because they were bad guys. You know, you're just going to build a wall to keep those orcs out? I mean, you know, they have rights too, right? Gandalf the White, you and your white magic privilege. And so I think as we look at this, when we look at the transgender agenda, I think the time has come that we're not going to be able to dead name them as Honduran. You know, got all these different names that they have for these people, not orcs. I didn't call them orcs. That was a sci-fi writer. And he was doing that, ironically, in order to defend them, comparing them to orcs. But, you know, you can't dead name on Twitter. So that means that I can't refer to Nkechi Amare Diallo. I can't call her Rachel DeLisle. Rachel DeLisle was the name of the white person, the white woman. She changed her name to an African-American name or something she thought sounded African-American. Passed as being African-American. Actually got a position inside, I think, the NAACP or something until I found out that she was passing. But, you know, why is that wrong? I mean, you can, if you're a man, biologically a man, you can identify as a woman and vice versa.
If she's white, she can identify as black. And it would be deadnaming to call her Rachel DeLisle. And I guess you would get banned off of Twitter if you referred to Nkechi Amare Diallo as Rachel DeLisle, because she has now identified as being black and she's changed her name. That's what deadnaming is. Or let's take the recent political contest. If I were to call Robert O'Rourke Beto, I'd be, if I were to call it the other way around. If I call him Robert O'Rourke, I'm deadnaming him. Because, you know, Beto is his chosen identity. He chooses to imagine himself as Hispanic. That is his new identity. I've called him many times. I said he's a trans-Hispanic. You know, Rachel DeLisle was a trans-African-American. And so to call Beto Robert O'Rourke is to deadname him. So we got all these people coming across the border. We're not allowed to call them illegal aliens anymore. We're, you know, thought police and the speech police have been hitting us on that a long time. The media long ago decided that they could only use the terms in official mainstream media. You must use the term undocumented immigrants. You're not allowed to call them illegal aliens. Well, illegal aliens, an alien is a foreign citizen. It's not a lizard person like Hillary Clinton. Going back to the thing that got my this show shut down on Twitter. The Babylon Bee satire piece referring to making fun, you know, Babylon Bee is a satire site, folks, and Jack, it's a satire site. So as Elizabeth Warren was desperately trying to prove her Cherokee background, whether you want to call her Pocahontas or Little White Dove or whatever, they made fun of her on Babylon Bee, and they said, Hillary Clinton came out and said she had a DNA test, and no, she's not 100% reptilian alien. She's only 50% reptilian alien. And I put that up, and they shut down the channel with that justification. Because it was BuzzFeed or some shill like that, news organization that said, look at this. Look at what David Knight did. And brought to the attention of Twitter, and they immediately shut down the site. So, you know, that was kind of, I guess, you know, can't even have satire, let alone dead naming. So when you say somebody is an illegal alien, what you're saying is alien means that they're a foreign citizen, not reptilian DNA. It means that they are a foreign citizen. Illegal means that they're criminally trespassing here. But you got to call them undocumented immigrants according to speech rules. I guess we could call them Democrat voters. Is that okay? Can we call them Democrat voters? Is that all right? Or you can call them Republican sweatshop workers. How's that? GOP sweatshop workers. Koch brother sweatshop workers or Democrat voters. No, you got to call them undocumented immigrants. You can't call them illegal aliens. Certainly can't call them foreign citizens criminally trespassing, which really unpacks that whole thing for it. I remember when President Trump was called by the speech police in the press. He was talking about anchor babies, and the reporter said, don't call them anchor babies. He said, what do you call them? Well, I call them children of undocumented immigrants who've been born in the United States. And President Trump said, I think I'll call them anchor babies. Well, I think I'll call them foreign citizens criminally trespassing. And so then we have the other language game. You know, is it a caravan? Is it an invasion? No, they're trans-Americans. They happen to be Hondurans or El Salvadorans who identify as American. They see themselves as American. So they are American. Right? You can be any race you want. You can be any people group you want. You can be any sex you want. As a matter of fact, the transgender man who first identified, the man who identified as a woman, then he identified as a dog, that's fine. We have to go along with that. We have to play around with that. We have to pretend that that is true. You know, we're kind of like their little tea party, like Buzz Lightyear. yes, I'm Mrs. West's, whatever, but we got to play along with their tea party and pretend that's all real. And so if it would be dead naming to call these Hondurans, Hondurans, we got to call them trans-Americans. And so when we look at this, as I was reporting yesterday, I just talked about this a little bit. AP, is AP or Reuters, said there's only 4,500 people here, only 4,500, not 10,000. Well, there's another 20,000 coming, they say. But it said 4,500 people here, and then about three or four paragraphs down, they said 80 children. 80 children. Well, what percentage of that 4,500 crowd are the children then? Well, it turns out to be 1.7%.
1.7% children. And of those children, we've got that very interesting picture, which everybody's been talking about. The headline picture, you see it everywhere in social media. I actually tweeted out, somebody put up a graphic and shows this picture of the woman, and she's got, kids there on either side of her, and you know, it's like, two kids there. Says, CNN, U.S. Border Patrol agents fired tear gas at a group of migrants at a major U.S.-Mexico border crossing in San Diego after they rushed the border on the Mexican side. So they show that picture. Then so does MSNBC. U.S. fires tear gas at this woman and her children. New York Times, same thing. They fired tear gas. I mean, it's Mockingbird Press, folks. They don't even bother to change the tweet. Same picture everywhere. Washington Post comes out and says, these children are barefoot and in diapers, and they're choking on tear gas. CBS Morning, NBC News. So you got, right there, six of them. All the same stuff. The Mockingbird Press, all singing the same tune. And as Gateway Pundit put it out there, they said, take a look at this. Look at the high-resolution picture and zoom in. And you can see in the background, and they draw arrows to that. Pull that picture up. They draw arrows to the people in the background who are, like, leaning forward like they're running. And you've got a cameraman there with a tripod taking a picture of them. They go, is this staged? It certainly is in the background. And this poster child for all this stuff, if that is two kids there, that's what, 2% of all the kids right there captured in that one picture. What a lucky photography shot there. I mean, that guy is as lucky as Nancy Pelosi is with her stock picks, isn't he? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Fed Filters, Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way
I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted using $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Questions when we look at these pictures. Was this doctored? Was it set up? Certainly you can see in that one picture, if you zoom in after they've cropped it and put it up by all the major media, that's the one picture they select. A woman, two or three kids. She's got like 2 or 3% of all the children, according to AP or Reuters. Right there in that one picture, they captured that. Now, if you look in the background, that picture, the uncropped picture, the high-res version of that picture, you can see at least two places where they got photographers using tripods, having cameras on tripods, and people, you know, in movement or appearing to be moving. Was it set up? Well, you got Rihanna accusing the U.S. of terrorism. Why? Because they used tear gas. Now, understand, CS gas, tear gas, is not a chemical weapon unless it is used in an enclosed space against children like it was at Waco. If you use it against people in an open area, it's pretty severe. If you use it in an enclosed space, if you use it against children in an enclosed space, it can be lethal. Some people testified in congressional committee hearings after Waco that some of the children had probably died from the CS gas, even before they were incinerated, because they also injected, the FBI did there, they also injected incendiary devices. Those devices there, the tear gas canisters and others, were incendiary. So question is, did they kill them with the gas in the enclosed space, those children, or did they kill them with a fire? Either way, they killed them. Did Rihanna care about that? No, she doesn't. Still doesn't care about it, as a matter of fact, but she thinks that this is something unique and special that happened. And, of course, now, in the last day or so, many people have reported this. The fact that Obama did this at exactly the same place and about the same time of year, 5 years ago to the day, President Trump had the border encounter there. President Obama did the same thing. Identical tactics right there at the San Ysidro port of entry in 2013, the San Diego Union Tribune reported on November 25th, 2013, almost to the day. Same as on a weekend. The incident occurred about a quarter mile west of the San Ysidro border crossing and the Tijuana River Channel, exactly where it happened. Exactly the same time of year, exactly the same weekend. And exactly the same thing was done. They said the group first approached a lone agent stationed about an eighth of a mile north of the border. They ignored his commands to stop, so he fired pepper balls to try to stop them and protect himself. As the crowd kept advancing and throwing rocks and bottles, more agents came up to the scene and used other intermediate use of force devices to push back the group. The agents also contacted Mexican law enforcement. KPBS News reported the 2013 clash, and what they said about it was they said it all started
Listen to this, folks. It started the same way this one did this last weekend. 5 years ago. It all started with a guy handing out pocket-sized flyers, telling the migrants that they're going to have a mass border crossing on that weekend. And that's exactly what they did this last weekend. So we're going to push across the border. Then the way the press dutifully reported it, oh, well, it was going to just be a peaceful demonstration, but then a breakaway crowd decided they were going to press across the border. No, it was planned. That was planned. And exactly the same thing had happened. A group had organized it to push across the border all at once. And they did it at exactly the same place, exactly the same time of year. And it got exactly the same response. The Border Patrol agents under Barack Obama used tear gas. And yet, when it happens under President Trump, just like all this kids in cages stuff, all right? Oh, well, you know, we never cared or noticed when it was being done by Obama because he's our, he would never do anything wrong. But everything that President Trump does is viewed under a different light. Now, Breitbart has an article. Five times critics mocked Trump over the migrant caravan a couple of days ago. You might remember this one. Let's do video clip of the flashback of Barack Obama saying, oh, those refugees, you know, they're like 1,000 miles away. You really concerned about this for this election? That's what Obama was telling us just a couple of months ago. November this, actually, not even a couple of months ago. It's the beginning of this month, November the 2nd. This is Barack Obama.
For this election, they're telling us that the single most grave threat to America is a bunch of like poor, impoverished, broke, hungry refugees 1,000 miles away. That's like the thing that's really going to threaten Gary, Indiana. It's not like we need more jobs here. It's not health care. It's not like how are we going to educate our kids and get those guns out of the hands of our gang. That's not the thing.
Yeah,
the thing
need to be
is
focusing on gun
these folks 1,000 miles away. And by the way, they're even using our brave troops, sending them down as a political stunt.
Oh, political stunt.
Men and women of our military deserve better than that. Don't be.
Yeah, they deserve better than that. Let's hold it right there. They deserve better than that, don't they? Why don't we send them to Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria, some of these other illegal, unconstitutional, undeclared wars? Let's do that. That's what Barack Obama did. You know, he had about 7 wars going on that we know about. Yeah, let's use the troops. You know, we don't want them protecting our border. What the heck? You know, we're going to take our brave troops away from their families to protect the U.S. border when they could be protecting the border between Turkey and Syria. Or they could be fighting ISIS and the Taliban and, you know, let's do that to them. Then you've got Representative Ted Lieu. The caravans always get disbanded, he said. Don't worry about that. You know, he was also saying that November 2nd, going on CNN, the lying station of record. Ted Lieu, Democrat, California, November 2nd, CNN, says same thing that Barack Obama did. Did they work together on talking? Oh, they're like 1,000 miles away. If they reach it at all, it's going to be a very small group of people. Most of them are turned away, said Ted Lieu. Then we had Senator Cory Booker, who wants to be president. He says Trump wants to make the caravan the issue. This is 4 days later, November 6th on CNN, getting close to the election. He says now they're 700 miles away, 800 miles away. If he wants to make that the issue when people in my state of New Jersey are worried about their health care, you might be worried about your health care when you have to provide it for these people who are rushing across the border by the millions. And that's what's going to happen if you allow this to happen. Right now, they're going by the thousands and tens of thousands. And if you don't stop that, they're going to come by the hundreds of thousands and by the millions. And then you're going to be getting the bill for their health care. You're going to get the bill for their education. And you can kiss your American dream of having a home goodbye. Because the taxes on your American home are going to pay for the education of anybody who wants to come here, from any country. You know, they don't want to pay for their education in Mexico. They send their kids across. We pay for it with our property taxes. We get a smaller house if we get one at all. Or you get a smaller apartment if you get one at all. So, yeah, you want to care about your health care, about your retirement security? You're going to have a home if you got to pay for the education of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of kids coming across the border? You're not going to have health care retirement. But that's the kind of short thinking that Cory Booker and these other people. Then you got Shepard Smith, Fox News. October 29th. Oh, they're more than 2 months away. The migrants, according to
Shepard Smith. He said, tomorrow is 1 week before the midterm election, which is what this is all about. There is no invasion. They're not coming to get you. No, they're no more dangerous than orcs, according to the Wired science fiction writer. And we shouldn't judge them. It'd be racist. Gandalf the White. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, we've had the liberals
going crazy, saying, look at this, he's gassing children at the border and so forth. And as the conservatives are pointing out, it's not anything that Obama didn't do himself. Washington Times says tear gas is used once a month at the border under Obama. Breitbart today says Obama's administration used it 80 times at the border. And when we look at this, I understand the double standard. I understand how these people are freaking out. And we say, why are you freaking out? There wasn't anything unusual. And, of course, if you're going to drag children across the border and endanger them, maybe your children should be taken away. Maybe they should be separated from you if you're going to do that to them. Again, the child who is the poster child for child separation was never separated from her mother. The mother separated the child from the father, took $6,000, paid traffickers to take them from Honduras to the border, but she was never separated from her mother except by the photoshoppers at Newsweek, who then photoshopped her crying, took away her mother who was holding her hand, and had her looking up crying at President Trump. That's the kind of dishonesty that conservatives are pushing back against. But my concern when I look at this is that, yes, we can say it happened at exactly the same place and exactly the same time of year. 5 years ago, by Barack Obama, they were told we're going to mass together and do a mass border crossing. The guards there responded with tear gas and so forth. And so you can say all that. You can say that Breitbart, as Breitbart did it, that Obama did it 80 times. My concern is that we're not doing anything that Obama didn't already do. That's my concern about this. And so we see all the pictures that are being tweeted out by President Trump, pictures that are being put out by the media with massive amounts of concertina wire. Is it enough? Is it enough? Are they really protecting the border? Is the military securing a 1,900-mile border with 22 miles of razor wire, asks Reason Magazine. And, of course, that's based on the report from BuzzFeed. And I know BuzzFeed is not trustworthy. But according to BuzzFeed, and in spite of all these different pictures, they have 22 miles of wire so far that they put down, 150 more available, but the border is over 1,950 miles long. There have been restrictions placed on what the troops can do. Now, President Trump is saying that he's going to allow, give the troops authority to protect border personnel. That's something they did not previously have. He said that, however, the troops are going to start coming home shortly. I don't know if he's going to extend that or not. I simply don't think it's enough, quite frankly. I don't think it's enough. I'm very concerned about this. I'm concerned about the fact that President Trump talked a great deal about anchor babies just before the election and then immediately shut up about it. Not saying anything more about that. I'm concerned about the fact that the president is not exercising his, not only his authority, but his duty to protect the U.S. border with the U.S. military. He doesn't have to get the permission of anybody to do that. He doesn't have to get the permission of a judge of all people to do that. He doesn't have to get the permission of Congress to do that. He's got a massive military budget. Nobody in the world, in the history of the world, has had more money and troops at their disposal than the U.S. president. Nobody would ever have a concern if President Trump sent thousands of troops to some foreign country to overthrow their government or to protect their border. But everybody freaks out if he does it here in America to protect our border. And this is not against American citizens. I understand we have a posse comitatus. And we get concerned about that, but this is not what is in view here. So I'm concerned as we look at this. The other side of the thing is that, you know, President Trump is not doing anything that Obama hasn't done with tear gas and so forth, and that's my take on it. Yeah, I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid that's exactly the case. Let's talk a little bit about a excrement hits the fan scenario. You know, there was a story a couple of days ago about this sleep apnea device. It's called a CPAP. It's a breathing machine to help you get a good night's rest if you have sleep disorders. Health insurers are using a lot of tactics, reports ProPublica and NPR. I think this is on the Drudge Report at the time. I had a guy who is a cybersecurity consultant that I talk to frequently, sent this to me and reminded me of some things that were revealed about this just a few months ago. And some suspicious things about the death of a white hat hacker, Barnaby Jack, who was born in New Zealand. As he revealed some of this stuff, he mysteriously died in Las Vegas just before the Black Hat Conference and so forth. He became very well known by getting an ATM to spit out money back in 2010 by hacking it and so forth. But he also showed
just the year before he died, he showed that you can manipulate an insulin pump to dispense a fatal dosage to somebody. And you can do it from hundreds of feet away. You do it wirelessly. You kill somebody wirelessly with one of these medical devices by hacking into it and messing with it. And so when we look at these different situations, it has real consequences for people. And there's a lot of people who are very concerned that because of what he knew and because of who he is, that Barnaby Jack might have been murdered himself, killed by the CIA, killed by the government because of the things that he was exposing. Very real concern. But let's take a look at this story about the sleep apnea patient, because I think it's also instructive about our concern about the Internet of Things and cybersecurity and how it's going to affect your day-to-day life. The Internet of Things right now is different devices that you put in your house, maybe appliances. When you start talking about medical equipment, then you ought to really get concerned. When you start talking about cars joining the Internet of Things, you should get very concerned. When you start talking about cars and the Internet of Things, then you also have vehicle-to-vehicle communication. Cars are talking to each other. Vehicle-to-infrastructure communication, where the vehicles are basically informing about you to the government infrastructure, telling the traffic lights or the speed signs how fast you're going so they can give you a ticket, raise your insurance rate, take you out of the car, essentially, if you wish. All that type of thing. Or tax you for every mile that you're going. It is a total surveillance. And, of course, it has a lot of concerns about how this could also be hacked. I said it from the very beginning. We had Michael Hastings die. As far as I know, I was the first one to report that on the nightly news that night. I saw the story about how he had hit a tree. This investigative reporter who had exposed a great deal of information about a certain Afghan general, U.S. general, and the people on his staff had essentially threatened to kill him. That's kind of interesting. And look at this. He died in an accident, and he crashes into a palm tree on the side of the road, and yet his engine was ejected hundreds of feet straight down the road. Now, how do you eject an engine with that kind of force at a right angle out of a car? You don't. As a matter of fact, that's one of the biggest threats to your survival in a head-on crash is the engine being, which cannot be compressed, having that engine pushed into the passenger compartment, pushing into the steering column and pushing that steering column into your chest or head and killing you. That's typically the way drivers die in a head-on collision. And so the engine gets captured in a head-on collision. But if you looked at that collision, it didn't take place at a very high rate of speed. And so I said, this looks suspicious. I think this guy was killed. We subsequently saw footage of him, his car, going 100 miles an hour. We subsequently learned that he was telling his landlady, I'm concerned. Have you seen anybody around my car? I think somebody's going to mess with my car. And he was writing people that were involved with him, telling him, I'm doing very dangerous investigative journalism. I've got to get out of here for my life's sake and so forth. And then we see the car going 100 miles an hour. Did they hack that car? Well, we had Richard Clark say that kind of stuff happens all the time. He said it right afterwards, and I said that. But at the time when this happened, what was it, 2013, I think, nobody was talking about self-driving cars and vehicle-to-vehicle infrastructure and how you could hack cars and so forth. The Mercedes he was driving had a lot of automated features on it. So all that stuff came out afterwards, but I said, yeah, it really didn't happen that way. As a matter of fact, the back of his car wasn't even compromised, but yet the car was burning. Looked like the engine blew up out of that, and then he kind of rolled into the tree. I'm going to talk to you about the danger of medical devices. And I'm going to also talk to you about some high-tech toilets and how everything, including your excrement, is now going to be examined in minute details, but not the government's.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249.
When it's discounted, usually $200. It's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. $127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Fed Filters, Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about this story of the medical devices spying on patients, sending information to other sources without your knowledge. And then we're going to expand that a little bit. We're going to take a look at what Google is doing, but we're also going to take a look at some other crazy excrement that has surfaced in the past that I think is very telling about the surveillance state and your status in it as a slave. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the Cyber Week specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. That's our reward system for discounts in the future. And we have up to 75% off many products. We've got stocking stuffers. We've got gifts for both genders. We have gifts that are set there from under 25, under 50, under $75. A lot of things there for you to browse. Again, up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot point discounts. You can get 50% off all the InfoWars Life products, all the health supplements, 50% off storable food. And we have big discounts and specials on the water filters and air filters from Alexa Pure. Again, take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. part of our Cyber Week special. We really do appreciate and need your support at this time. All right, let's go back to this story here. This came out over the weekend, I think, and we had Drudge picked it up. It was back in March. A guy who is an information tech specialist in Texas discovered something that was kind of unsettling about the machine that kept him breathing at night. So what is sleep apnea? Well, it's a disorder that causes worrisome breaks in breathing. Like millions of people, this guy relied on a continuous positive airway pressure. That machine is called the CPAP, C-P-A-P. It's a machine that streams warm air into his nose while he sleeps, keeping his airways open. Without it, he would wake up hundreds of times a night. And then during the day, he'd nod off at work, sometimes while driving, even as he sat on the toilet. And we're going to make a connection to that here in just a moment, too. He said, I couldn't keep a job. I couldn't stay awake. The CPAP, he said, saved his career, maybe even his life. And then what he realized back in March, without his knowledge, the machine was spying on him. Kind of like Google. Kind of like Android. Kind of like everything on the internet. From his bedside, the device was tracking when he was using it and sending the information not just to his doctor, but also to the maker of the machine and to the medical supply company who then provided it to his health insurer. Now, why would they do this? Well, it turns out the health insurance companies are requiring these people to rent what's already fairly expensive. They require them to rent these devices at rates that are more than what they could buy them for at retail. And they've discovered that the supplies would be substantially cheaper if they didn't have any insurance at all. Folks, this is exactly what happens with the medical insurance and drugs and any kind of treatment. There have been stories way before we had Obamacare even, that if you went in as a patient who is a cash patient, that's one of the reasons why my family belongs to Samaritan Ministries. It's far more efficient to be a cash patient. They don't load you up with all kinds of unnecessary expenses and so forth, and you'll wind up paying less than you do with like a 80% deductible or whatever, because they will jack the prices up. And that's exactly what they're doing with this. They're forcing people to rent this stuff at many times more than they could buy it retail. Same thing with the supplies. And then what they're doing is the insurance companies are shifting these costs back to the patients. But I want to focus not on the insurance aspect of it, but I want to focus on the Internet of Things aspect on this. Because following up on that story, a couple of days later, we had the story how high-tech toilets could soon be tracking your every movement. So we're going from a CPAP machine to a CRAP machine. You know, it was named after Thomas Crapper, the inventor of the flush toilet. And that's exactly what they're looking at. They said, this is a toilet that offers an incredible opportunity for people to gain control of their health. You know, I'd like to know a little bit more about you for our files, Mrs. Robinson. Look around you. All you see are sympathetic eyes, and they're watching everything about you, even your excrement. They say, we don't listen to our bodies enough, but the toilet is listening to us all the time. There's a huge amount of health information simply flushed into the sewers every time we go. And they could pass this information along to the government or to your insurance company or to anybody, right? At the moment, they said there's a mishmash of technologies rather than a single device. But the aim is to combine them together into a smart toilet. Now, you know, when we look at a toilet, I guess there's other than your privacy, other than telling something about you that maybe you don't want the insurance company to know in terms of your health. Also, it doesn't have the kind of concern that the cybersecurity experts pointed out with things like insulin machines, where you hack that and you could kill somebody, just like you could hack somebody's car and kill them with all those wonderful new, quote-unquote, safety devices that they have on them, right? We got all these special braking systems and accelerating systems. They'll operate under wire. And if you get into that CAN bus, you can do anything, including making Michael Hastings fly down the road at 100 miles an hour and then blow his car up and make it look like an accident. But let's go back to the excrement stuff here. Remember back in 2006, we had Wayne Madsen did a great report on rinse. He said, even Bush's feces and urines are classified top secret. It had to be flown back from Europe. The Austrian press was all abuzz about it, but nobody in the U.S. picked it up at the time. Wayne did. And to me, this epitomizes this whole thing, right? They want to know everything about your life, down to your excrement. But we're not allowed to know anything about our leaders or about our government or what they do, right? Everything that they do, including their doo-doo, is hidden from us. According to Austrian sources, Austrian newspapers are currently abuzz with special security details of George W. Bush's recent trip to Vienna, although the heavy-handed Gestapo-like security measures meted out to Viennese homeowners, business proprietors, and pedestrians by the U.S. Secret Service agents and the local police before and during Bush's visit got a lot of attention in the Austrian media. It was the White House toilet security, or as they call it, toil sec, which has Austrians talking the most. The White House flew in a special portable toilet to Vienna for Bush's personal use during his visit. The Bush White House, so concerned about his security, that they put a veil of secrecy over his bodily excretions. The special portageon captured Bush's feces and urine and flew the waste material back to the U.S. in the event that some enterprising foreign intelligence agency conducted a sewage pipe operation designed to trap his waste material. One can only imagine why the White House is taking such extraordinary security measures about presidential poop. Well, actually, there is a history of doing this type of thing. They had, as he points out, Wayne pointed out, he said the Israeli Mossad had done something like that to Syrian President Hafez Assad when he visited Jordan in February 1999 for the funeral of King Hussein. They installed a special toilet in Assad's hotel room that led not to a pipe, but to a specimen canister. They learned that he suffered from diabetes and cancer. And the operation was designed to discover the actual medical condition of the ailing leader. And then during the Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev's visit to Washington in 1987, the CIA reportedly placed a special trap under a sewage tank to collect the Soviet leader's bodily waste for analysis. This is why we call it the swamp. There's nothing beneath them. They are the underminer. You know, it's nothing is beneath them, but they are beneath us. They're under us, I should say. And they want to know everything about us, but we're not allowed to know anything about them. So typical. And finally, as he points out, even Bush's toilet paper was flown from the U.S. air base in Ramstein, Germany. Don't even want to get that local toilet paper. Got to get some of that good old U.S. of A. toilet paper. And so we look at this, and we look at the fact that Google, and I'm out of time now, really want to talk about this. I'll talk about this tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, in light of what Google is doing. As the headline from the Daily Mail points out, Google tracks users and ignores their privacy settings. Oh, kind of like our government. Our government tracks us. Our government doesn't care about the laws. Our government doesn't care about our privacy. Our government doesn't care about the Bill of Rights. And guess what? Neither does Google. Google doesn't care about European laws, the General Data Protection Regulation that was passed back in May. We don't care about that. They don't care about the U.S. Laws or anything, so they don't care about the European laws either. And these people in seven different countries are, and that's the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, Greece, Norway, Slovenia, Poland, Sweden, they've all accused Google of using tricks and practices to deceptively get you to turn on or to unknowingly turn on tracking on your Android device. And they are getting around all. And I think this says everything. One of the people talking about this, Director General of European Consumer Organization, Umbrella Group for the these complainants, said, Google's data hunger is notorious, but the scale with which it deceives its users in order to track and monetize their every move is breathtaking. And that's exactly what the people looking at Google's smart city prototype in Toronto, Sidewalk Labs, are saying. They said, we cannot believe how obsessive these guys are about knowing everything. And tomorrow, I will tell you how they plan on using it, along with the governments. Thanks for joining us today.